Welcome to Combox, where I expected a promo to start and it did not. So here we are. Raw, uncut, which if you're on the watch along today, I think we had all of, if we're being honest. It was not a good game of cricket, Rob Barron. We did not enjoy it. It was, though, a game in which Mumbai looked like their entire season was over. There was a little bit in the surface. The Gujarat bowling was on top, bowling quite well, seaming the ball around. Rashid Khan was bowling well. And they got them, what, four down for 96 in the 12 and a half over. And we thought, oh, well, here's a big chance of Gujarat having an easy game. And then Tilak Varma, who'd been knocking the ball around and doing nothing off it, suddenly just went, I'm going to hit everything for six. As far as I can from here on in, and ends up dragging them to almost 200.
Crazy first innings. Rubbish second innings, really boring, but crazy first innings, which had everything. But before the game was where I thought it went really crazy. So I think what happened before this game is Mumbai went, we need to just do the full gamble dice roll. Let's see how many names we're going to pick out of this hat, and then we're just going to play all these people. Because I'm not having it that they suddenly went, how we turn our season around is Danish Malawar opening the batting, Krish Bhagat playing, Ashwani Kumar comes in, Namandir is the number three. They just mucked about, right? They just went, we're gambling, because if we don't win today, we're going to finish bottom because we're going to have to rest Bumrah, and then the wheels will come fully off. And when it was 40 for three in the power play and Sky's out, and Rabada is bowling some of his absolute best stuff. You know, the ball that he cleaned Sky up with was a beauty, 150 Ks, and it moved loads and just cleaned him up. He was trying to cover drive it. You think, okay, well, they're going to stuff him. And I fell into that trap, definitely. I was like, well, they're going to stuff him here. There's no other outcome. And then Tilak. And I think they bowled some dreadful stuff when they kind of got fully panicked against an in-form bat when Tilak pressed the button. They all panicked. You know, Prasad bowled some dreadful deliveries, and Ashok's over that went for 72 or whatever it went for, that he got dealt with. Yeah. But for them to get 199 was crazy. But even then, it was 50-50, the game. Like, oh, well, you know, the market suddenly thought that pitch wasn't too bad after all. I thought maybe it was due because it looked like very tricky pitch, which had something for seamers and spinners. And then it was mega easy for half the innings. And then they came out, lost a wicket first ball, and it got worse from there, Joe.
Yeah, it was, you know, we'll talk about the second innings in a moment, but you're right. I mean, just to go back to how bad this was early on, De Kock hit a six and he was out to Rabada, spooning went up in the air. As you said, Danish Malawar made his debut, didn't go anywhere. Namandir, I just want to bring out this for a moment. Namandir, I thought, batted sensationally, but kept getting stuck. And then at one stage, he hit two of the best fours, Rob, where he hit one in front of point, which beat deep point to the boundary. Then he hit one behind point that beat third man to the boundary. It's incredible, but no one could get anywhere. And Tilak Varma, we weren't sure if it was the spin that was causing him issues or if he was in bad form. But he did flip. And then suddenly you were like, well, is there runs in this pitch? Because it did not look at all like... I'll repeat this. Namandir batted beautifully and ended up with 45 off 32. That's not a modern T20 innings, is it?
No, and Tilak went from knocking it around for his first, what, 25?
Yeah.
And then absolutely berserko balls for his last 75. And when Hardik came in, it looked like, you know, Hardik batted, according to this scorecard, for 39 minutes. And every minute of that he was trying to play cricket was awful.
Yeah.
He got 15 off 16. And at one point, he was trying to play the exact same shot off the same ball, Rabada bowl, four times in a row, and he missed all four.
Yeah, when he was angling it in to him, yeah.
Past sort of down to third man for four. And Rabada went, well, you can't hit this ball, so I'm just going to keep bowling it. It was awful, awful cricket. And so I was utterly confused by the pitch. Like, was it a mega road or was it not? Was it just Tilak playing completely out of his skin? Maybe it was. Judging by what happened in the second innings, where every single one of them was crap, apart from a bit of Washington power playing, I mean, I don't know. It was an awful game, but I don't know how it happened, and I can't pick it apart.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things, the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to selly.com good areas and use the code good areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Selly. So it was a big choice. I mean, Mumbai today made a bunch of big decisions. Obviously, I'm trying to remember all the different players. I've got all my notes here somewhere. Rickleton didn't play, Chahar didn't play, Bolt didn't play, Shardul Thakur didn't play, Rohit Sharma was out as well. So they picked debutants and people who hadn't played yet this season and everything else. But the other big choice they made on top of all of that, Rob, was that they just went, we're not sure 200's enough. Jasper Bumrah's going to have to bowl the first over.
And what a call that was.
First ball.
And it wasn't a particularly great ball that got the wicket.
No, it was a half volley outside of stump.
Keeping with the game, Sai just went, sure, I'll take four. But he elected to hit the ball in the air, which isn't his strength. His strength is hitting the ball through the gaps for four, particularly early on. I thought him and Gill were just going to force them to death in that power play. And he just chipped it straight to Krish Bhagat, who, again, wasn't on the Mumbai bingo card, was he?
I don't think they had a photo of Krish Bhagat when he came into the when he came on the game. I think even on the graphics, they didn't have anything, did they?
That sounds about right. And you look at Malawar's numbers and you're like, oh, well, there aren't any. You know, where's
never played a T20 game before today.
Yeah. And so this is when the teams were named. It was the only time ever that Mumbai's price disappeared. You know, everyone was like, all the gamblers were like, well, we'll have to back Gujarat now because Mumbai are mucking about. And that's the one Mumbai win by miles.
I was saying before, the odds made no sense before this game. Gujarat should have been wild favourites before this game. And the you know, I know the Mumbai tax and everything and it changes things. But even then, but they did lose. When they lost the toss and then we saw the team, the combination of those two things, everyone went, oh, okay, Mumbai's playing for next year. And then they weren't. That, I just want to point out, we talked about Jasper Bumrah taking a wicket in the first over. Hardik Pandya took a wicket in the second over. Hardik Pandya bowled one over. Do you know what his figures are?
I don't know what his figures are.
One for
18. So he Romario'd it then. He fully Romario'd.
He went the full Romario. He took Josh Butler out with a really good ball that was unlucky for Josh Butler. It was hitting the top corner of leg stump. So if it wasn't given out, it wouldn't have remained. So suddenly you're in a situation where Sudarshan and Butler were gone. Gill wasn't batting particularly well. And the player who was batting the best was Washington Sundar, who got a few away, then eventually found his limitations. But when Gill went out, it felt like there was just 0% chance of them winning once the top three were gone, right?
Yeah, because it's never happened before. They lost all three in the first five overs. Washington got out, actually, he looked really good, and he got out to the worst ball he faced. Half tracker from Santner that he got caught on the rope, didn't he? And they didn't check it for very long. But Tilak, 19 off 22 he was. And then he faced 23 more balls and got 100. Do you know what I mean? That's nuts. That's mega, like, first gear to fifth gear. But yeah, it was Tuatia'd, and it remains a mystery how he plays every game without fail. Glenn Phillips plays every game without fail as an overseas and doesn't do very much. You know, he had a chance to show what he could do today because they needed someone to Tilak, is what they needed. Yeah. And we just had a succession of people came in, scored a run of all nonsense and got out again. It was a bad spectacle, the second innings, but... The question is always asked, what happens when GT lose early ones? Because they never do. And we found out today, it just all goes to shit.
Has this changed how you feel about either side? Because I'm not sure I'm suddenly like, Mumbai's really good because I don't know half of these players. And they didn't pick half of their best players. The one thing I would say is, Bumrah taking wickets makes me feel more comfortable. And Tilak making runs. Because a lot of this with Mumbai has just been form, right?
Yeah. So it's crucial. I mean, we were talking about how India won the World Cup without that many people in form before the game. But they had Bumrah in form, and yeah, that's kind of all you need, really. One or two others obviously started bossing it towards the end. But then you look at this Mumbai team. Has my opinion changed on either team? Not really, because Gujarat have a very clear blueprint of how to win the game, and that's the top three do it all, and the top three did nothing, and they got stuffed. So yeah. They're not going to change that blueprint, are they? They're not going to go, all right, we'll bat Josh Butler at number seven next time and we'll get Sai at number three. They'll do the same thing over and over again. And it works more than it doesn't. You know, they're one of the winningest franchises in IPL history, aren't they? Or they are the best one in terms of percentage of games won, yeah. Right? So they're going to stick with their blueprint. Sometimes when you do the low volatility, boring setup, it goes very wrong. You know, any game of sport can go very wrong, no matter how well you plan for it. And this one went basically worst case. You know, how they conceded 200 from where they were, or 199, is a miracle that they conceded that many. And how they only got 100 on that pitch chasing with the staff that they've got is also a miracle. And you just go, never mind, lads. Let's you know, back to training and we'll do better next time.
I'm going to ask you one final thing. Do you believe that Gujarat can go far in this tournament if Sai Sudarshan doesn't make runs?
If that happens, then Gill and Butler have to make boatload. So yes, I do, but you have to have Butler having his peak Rajasthan season and Gill going along as normal, which is getting 700 runs at strike rate 150 plus. So yes, they can, but they're going to be in the scrap for fourth, and so are Mumbai. And Mumbai did a hell of a lot for their net run rate today.
Yeah, a lot for their net run rate, but also just in general, like they've made that sort of middle section where we're not sure about all these teams even more confusing, which is probably the best thing they could have done. Rob, we will see you again tomorrow. Thank you very much for being on. Thanks to everyone who was on the watch along today. I do realize that it is possible that we only talked about cricket for 25 minutes during that watch along, but it was probably the watch along to only talk about cricket for 25 minutes. We gave it our best, but we will certainly be back for more watch alongs with more cricket tomorrow, and maybe even more references of Malaysian gay Twitter. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.